This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. And yes, I am an American Family Farmer. Happy to be with you for this election week. And how has the election worked on the farm, down on the farm? It's 50-50 as far as I can figure out between the Bush camp. Good, Doug. This is a Freudian slip. Between the Trump camp and the Biden camp. So it's yet to be determined, and it may not be there may not be any result or resolve to this thing until well after this program has been heard over the course of the next few days through the end of the first full week of November. So let's look at some of the other news that may be somewhat related from the farm angle, at least. This program is about farms, food, and family together. There have been a number of people, I don't know whether you noticed this with all of the election hoopla, a lot of people didn't know that the formal exit from the Paris Climate Agreement, which was voted on, and I guess the president made the decision, what, 3.5 years ago, actually has taken effect this week. So, what does that mean? Well, it means a lot to the farms in America, whether you know it or you don't know it. There are the jobs that come as a result of the connection to the weather and farms. You know, you can go into 100 different reasons and the highs and the whys about this. The thing that strikes me is that 189 countries ratified this agreement. And the object is to keep temperatures from going up as they have been over the last 100 years. So there are 8 countries in the world or on the planet, including the U.S., that are not involved in it. So I belong to the National Farmers Union. I belong to the American Farm Bureau Association. Both have had a position on this. The NFU expressed support for the deal back in 2015 when it first was signed, and the support has been more clear. I mean, look at the weather, the hurricanes, the wildfires, all of that stuff. Some of them, you have to call them natural disasters for sure. Are they a result of global warming or climate change? Some people use those terms, global warming and climate change, in the same breath. But they really, even though they may have some relationship, global warming, when you hear people on the radio say, ha, 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 look at how cold it is today. What does that have to do with global warming? That shows the ignorance, because it doesn't have anything to do with the temperature. It has to do with variations in temperature. Whether it's colder or warmer, both of those things can be a result of the atmosphere of the planet changing. Now, people ask me all the time, first of all, how's my farming affected by it? And I will give you a perfect example. This past week it snowed in New England, the end of October, and we had 4 inches of snow, which screwed up my end of the year second crop haying to a fare thee well. It killed a week. I was worried that if we didn't have a warm up, it would be the end of the haying season. But fortunately, we're back in the 60s, near 70 for the next week or 10 days. So that'll give us a respite. But still, all of the damage that was done, the leaves have far from disappeared. So there was a real heavy wet snow, and so that affected farming. It affected life everywhere. But the fact that we had snow, I remember having snow about 40 years ago on a May 5th, and everybody thought, my God, what's happening? The planet is changing, and whether it's because we're messing with it or because it's just the way the earth goes through its cycle. Remember, it's been here 4.5 billion, almost 5 billion years, and probably has another 5 billion to go before the sun explodes. So what do you think is going to happen on this planet over the next 5 billion years? There have been dozens and dozens and dozens of times that the planet has gone through a glacial period when everything froze. And then it's gone through a desert. Look at some of the old maps that go back millions of years to see where the deserts used to be and where they are now. So all this hoopla, it's been a great industry. It's created a lot of jobs for people. But it's, in terms of how it affects the farm, I think everything you can do and anything you can do to kind of mitigate climate changes so that we have a steady way of producing and counting on producing certain agricultural items, I think that's important. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen if Trump gets back into the White House again. Does that signal anything different? I don't. The farmers that I know around where I am didn't support Trump at all. But I come from a state that doesn't support Trump to begin with, so it doesn't make a difference whether you're a farmer or not. But I thought it was interesting to see the split reviews of how some of the farming states went, whether they were blue or red. And I think that whole scenario is going to continue to play out. But I just thought you would like to know, in terms of the news of the week, what may affect farmers is the fact that we are out of the agreement. Other countries, if they're into it and staying into it, good. Now, here's another one that is for the books, if you will. You've heard the stories about facial recognition, right? Haven't you heard that? We have used it in airports. We use it in train stations, bus stations. You can even use it on the main streets of some of our bigger communities. Well, facial recognition has come to the farm. Facial recognition is now being used on cows. Yes, boys and girls, facial recognition is being, I saw something on Facebook actually, and so if you're organizing your photo album, this technology could soon help you make better milk. That's what their proponents say, that the facial recognition is a result of work done by a company called Canthus, C-A-I-N-T-H-U-S. What they're doing is creating an artificial insemination system for dairy farmers, and so they're going to recognize cows that are doing better by their facial recognition, and they're going to put them, the pattern on their face will determine who they are, what their breeding is, and what bull they should be matched with. So specific cows in specific herds will be matched with specific bulls from other herds using facial recognition. Unga bunga. What are we coming to? Where are we going, I guess is the question. All right, the American Family Farmer, with a focus on something coming up called Farm Rescue, different than Farm Aid, but with the same intent. And we'll get to the fellow who's responsible for putting the program together in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to keep yourself in good shape as we get into the colder weather months, in the northern climes anyway. Farmers aren't getting as much activity, and so they put on a few pounds. And we all do that, no matter whether we're farmers or we're not farmers. We all put on pounds from now until the end of the year after the holidays. We've put on pounds because of COVID anyway. So what's the way to get rid of it? What's the best? What's the expression? The best offense is a good defense. So your defense against gaining weight is to get on the Calitrin weight loss formula right now. Go to toploss.com, see how this works, connect yourself with somebody who's be online there to support you. You can have your own counselor. It's a fabulous program, all natural. That's why you choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss, because it's healthy. There's no chemical, there's no stimulant, there's no drugs, none of that stuff. Fast shipping and free when you use the DJV code. Get it in liquid form or capsules, but take it every night before you go to bed and watch over a period of months how you lose the weight. Keep on the program, you keep it off. That's the deal. Clinical studies show Calitrin works. It's the best for all natural weight loss. Find the product, get the information at toploss.com, and when you decide to buy, make sure at checkout you use the discount code DJV.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Shaking, watching you go, I couldn't breathe. No, I just couldn't see past you leaving.
So this is not the kind of program that usually you would expect to hear music. However, I think it's appropriate on the American Family Farmer to begin our conversation with Dan Erdman, who's from the Farm Rescue Program, with one of the entertainers named Mickey Guyton, who is going to help in this Farm Rescue Benefit Concert coming up in Nashville. So, Dan Erdman, welcome to the American Family Farmer. This sounds like it'll be an interesting attempt at helping farmers. How is it going to be different? I'm sure a lot of people are asking you, okay, I already gave to Willie and Neil and John Mellencamp at Farm Aid, so what's this all about? Why am I being asked to help again?
Well, sure. You have two different organizations. There's, you got your Farm Aid and you got Farm Rescue, and we're a Midwest-based nonprofit, and our whole goal is to extend livelihoods for farm and ranch families across our service territory, and that includes the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and most recently Kansas. And so what we do is we coordinate volunteers and equipment to come in and help in a time of crisis, whether it be an injury, an illness, or natural disaster. And we provide free planting, haying, harvesting, and livestock feeding assistance to these families to try to kind of bridge the gap created by a crisis and carry them through to keep doing what they love to do.
So it's much more specific, it sounds to me, than Farm Aid. That is, you have a specific plan for specific farms. How did this get started? I don't know that I've been that familiar with the Farm Rescue Program heretofore.
Well, sure, and it's, you know, it started pretty small. Back in 2005, it was founded by North Dakota native Bill Gross, who grew up on a family farm that I think, like a lot of family farms, just wasn't able to make it work. And Bill went on to become a pilot, and he's still a pilot for UPS, actually. He flies all over the world, but he still serves as our president and on our board, and he's very involved in the daily operations of what goes on at Farm Rescue. But you know, it's an age-old concept. It's neighbors helping neighbors.
Yep, that sure it is. And that's what farming is really about. Hold on a second. We're going to continue. I want to get more into the nitty-gritty of this. Dan Erdman is here from Farm Rescue. Check it out at farmrescue.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You and me was a take a guess at a radio song down to the
rest. Another performer in the Farm Rescue Program this year is Travis Denning. So we've heard from Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning. Song's called Tank of Gas and a radio song. Sounds good to me. They are among the artists performing as part of the upcoming Farm Rescue Benefit Concert scheduled for Nashville on December the 9th at the Brooklyn Bowl there. Proceeds, as we have just heard described by the organizer here of Farm Rescue, Dan Erdman, going to families specifically in need. Maybe if the farmer's been hurt or he's gotten sick or there's some, you know, certainly all over the upper Midwest with the weather this year, crops have been challenged. I think that's a nice way of putting it, Dan, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's been lots of curveballs thrown. I mean, commodity prices are, you know, kind of on the rebound lately, which is good, but there's still a big uphill battle for a lot of farmers and ranchers out there this year.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a dairy guy, so I look at the dairy numbers. It's very difficult anymore to make money unless you are a huge agribusiness, and that's not farming as far as I'm concerned. It's certainly not family farming. But I do know the prices are looking up, though, even though when you get right down to it, it's still a negative deal. And so there are a lot of dairy people that are just, it's a disaster, frankly. So how many farms have you helped since you started 15 years ago?
Yeah, 2006 was our first season, and it was just planting back then, and basically just the state of North Dakota. And since then, we've added on the harvest assistance and haying assistance, livestock feeding assistance. We're up to 7 states now in the Midwest, and this summer we were honored to help our 700th farm family, and that happened back in early August, I believe. So we're over the 700 mark.
I remember asking Willie Nelson once when I talked to him about Farm Aid, how they decide who gets the money. And so I asked that question of you. You said there was a board. I think the fellow that started it is a pilot. Reminds me of Oganowski. Do you know, remember John Oganowski, the story?
I don't. No.
Oganowski was the pilot of American 11 that crashed into the first tower on September 11th. He was a farmer here in Massachusetts. His farm is still being operated by his wife. He was very highly thought of. Good guy. Actually, quite an interesting fellow. Stocky Polish guy. I remember him well. That's where my head immediately went when you said the guy that sort of put this all together at the beginning was a pilot for UPS. I was thinking about Oganowski and how important farming was to him. He was from a family of farmers.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's another story. At any rate, when it comes down to deciding, I did want to get you to explain what it was that was the, you know, when you think about the ones that you've been involved in, what flips the switch?
We have an application process, and I should be clear from the start, too. We don't provide any monetary support. It's more boots on the ground and providing
work.
A service.
Yeah,
exactly. So we like to say we're hand up, not a handout.
Right.
And so we take applications. There's an application process for those farmers that are, again, either going through an injury, an illness, or a natural disaster. Mm-hmm. And a big part of what we do is we take referrals. Because,
really?
As you know, farmers and ranchers are some of the proudest people out there.
Yeah, they're not going to ask for help.
Very seldom, they're not going to ask for help on their own.
Help.
So
right.
Sometimes they need a little nudge, and that usually comes from a neighbor or a relative, sometimes a spouse that knows the dire circumstances that they're in. And so we may get a phone call and say, you know, I know this person that needs help.
Take some action. All right, hold on a second. We got another half hour of the program to go, and we'll spend a good deal of that with you. Dan Erdman is here on the American Family Farm.
There ain't no card in your pocket. Never gonna turn that old gas pump on. It's cash for everything around here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Security is being ramped up this weekend in Phoenix as rallies and ballot counting continue. Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Pinzone says no protesters have been arrested this week as his office put up barriers around election headquarters. He told Arizona's family that they want to make sure everyone is safe, including election workers and those practicing their First Amendment rights.
We have mobilized the department just to ensure that we have all the staffing necessary to provide safety for any unknown variables that we may deal with.
Pinzone adds that people are emotionally attached at this time, which can lead to frustration or celebrations. He's asking everyone to be patient and thoughtful. Patience is the word, as Arizona, along with Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, have not been called for either Biden or President Trump. In the Grand Canyon state, the former vice president leads by more than 29,000 votes. The Dow and S&P 500 were lower on Friday. The Nasdaq was up. This is USA Radio News. Texas has topped 1 million COVID-19 cases. That's more than California, which currently has 960,000 coronavirus cases. That milestone comes as the country registered more than 128,000 new cases Friday, the third day in a row that a single-day record of reported cases has been set. The pandemic continues to spread across the heartland, deep into the heart of Texas, Florida, California, and other parts of the country. The United Arab Emirates announced a major overhaul of the country's Islamic personal laws. They're now allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate. They've also loosened alcohol restrictions and criminalized so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the changing profile of a country that has sought to build itself as a westernized, skyscraper-studded destination for tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its Islamic legal code. The announcement follows a historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the country and Israel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Music on the American Family Farmer this week that is poignant and pointed at the Farm Rescue Program scheduled for December the 9th in Nashville. All the proceeds will benefit farmers affected specifically by COVID. And certainly when we get right down to the brass tacks here, COVID this year is something that we, I mean, in addition, it was bad enough to it was bad enough to begin with, and then with COVID affecting our health and affecting our health, generally speaking, just means that there's more opportunity for these folks to help. Dan Erdman, representing Farm Rescue, the president, Bill Gross, that was the fellow you were talking about that was a pilot for UPS, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, yep. Right.
And it all began, you know, he was flying over the ocean with a co-pilot, and they were just talking about plans after retirement. And again, Bill's heart never really left his family farm. And he said, you know, when I retire, I'm going to buy a tractor. I'm going to go from farm to farm and just help people in need. And his co-pilot said, well, why wait until you retired? And then, you know, that's kind of where it all began, Bill.
Yeah. So it was history after that.
And it's grown from there. Yep.
So what's your connection to John Deere? I know that there's a YouTube video called A Farm Must Go On that John Deere produced. How are they involved? How else are they? They supply you with equipment to do the work?
So, yeah, they've just the last few years here become a much bigger part of what we're doing. But when Bill started this, Bill's family was, you know, big supporters of John Deere equipment just all throughout his life. So when he started this, he said, you know, we're going to use John Deere equipment. That was a decision he made. And he got local support from, you know, some of the local John Deere dealerships who provided the equipment when he,
right,
you know, when he first began. And for years, they supported us that way. And I think, you know, John Deere at the corporate level really started to take notice of what we were doing. And we have a lot of our volunteers are actually current and former John Deere employees.
Really?
So they're seeing the involvement of their own people and seeing the work that we're doing with their equipment. And so, yeah, just the last two or three years here, John Deere from the corporate level has really stepped up and said, yeah, we're going to support you guys with equipment. And we're still getting support through a lot of local dealerships as well on the John Deere front. So they've really come to help us out here, and we are so blessed by the partnership that we've built with them.
I'm looking at the brochure that you have online for Farm Rescue explaining what goes on. I think it's a great representation, frankly, of what you are explaining here. And so we'll have limited time to get into the nitty-gritty. But for those of you who either could use the help from Farm Rescue or want to donate, I think that's more, well, as important, certainly. You got to get donations. You're going to collect them how and when, Dan?
Well, and we're always collecting donations, and that's, you know, that's a huge part of what we do is, you know, just we're built on the generosity of others, whether it be business sponsors or individual donors. They're a huge part of what we do. This is a tremendous financial undertaking to do what we're doing. And I think there's a lot of people that have really connected with it and love to support the work that we're doing. And with this concert, it's just kind of John Deere's way of helping shine a light on what we're doing and hopefully raise a few more funds for us to continue work for the coming years. But like I said, we're always taking donations through our website, farmrescue.org. And if people want to get more involved through this concert, again, we are so blessed that this came to light here recently with John Deere, and they decided to support us even further with this concert on December 9th. There's a lot of information on the concert itself at thefarmmustgoon.com, and you can donate through there as well.
Right. I'd be the first to admit that I'm not a John Deere man. I've grown up on red tractors, and so I got a lot of red tractors around.
Sure.
But I think the tip of the hat should go to John Deere for doing this. And frankly, it's a challenge, even if your founder, Bill Gross, is a John Deere guy. There have to be other people from other companies, AGCO, for example, and the Massey Ferguson line. I'm a big user of their products and international. So, you know, anybody, it would seem to me, that would be willing to help. I'm looking also at the story of the Farm Bureau. I'm actually, as we're talking, I'm on your donation page, filling out the credit card information so that I can give a donation myself to Farm Rescue. But I'm looking at this family that got your help last year. This is Bismarck, North Dakota. Is that where this family is?
I'm trying to figure out
the
which
Bames?
You're on the donation page.
I'm looking at the Bame family story, and what went on. They look like a young family. Kids look like they're like 6, 7, 8 years old. So what happened to them?
They get three young girls. The wife in the family operation was riding a horse, and the horse slipped in their yard, and she was kind of slammed to the ground and ended up with a traumatic brain injury. This was in early July, so they had, you know, harvest is on the horizon, and they ended up, you know, spending several weeks in a Bismarck hospital and then down in Denver for some specialized care for her. And traumatic brain injuries, as you know, are, you never really know what to expect.
Awful. Exactly.
And so that's kind of how Farm Rescue got involved. It was a friend of Levi's, the husband, and he, you know, he said, "Can I contact Farm Rescue for you guys?" And he said, at that point, I hadn't really thought about it, but, you know, it's pretty stressful to think that the whole harvest is coming up and you're in a hospital and not really sure what you're going to do. So, they had reached out to us and we were happy to come in and again, kind of bridge that gap and carry them through till they came home. And it actually did come home ahead of schedule. She made this miraculous recovery. And, if you talked to her today, you would never have guessed she had gone through something like that.
If you go to the page, a couple of pages, but farmrescue.org is where I am. There are, when you click across and see the column that says get involved, where you can donate or you can apply. And there's also other things, having trouble with feed for livestock, that sort of thing. There are places if you're a farmer and you want to volunteer. That's also something that's very much a part of this whole scenario. So we continue highlighting this with Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue.
Again, it takes place on December 9th. They'll take donations anytime, not just then, between now and then and after that, to keep the program going. Again, farmrescue.org. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer with a heads up on this fabulous program. Here's another heads up for those of you who need to get a good night's sleep, and we certainly know that's important for all the farmers and the families that are listening. May I send you to MyPillow.com to get the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And now is a great time to buy because using the DJV promo code, you can take advantage of the sale of the year when it comes to all of the popular sizes, the standard, the queen, the king, all at 66% off. It's a fabulous deal. Take advantage of it. If you are a customer, if you've been a customer already, you know, because you've probably already seen the info on this sale. If you aren't a customer, why aren't you? Why aren't you using the pillows that you can wash and you can dry? Keep them clean. Keep them fluffed. It's just, it makes nothing but sense. They have a new weighted blanket you can buy. They've got these fabulous sheets, Giza sheets, that using this code, the DJV code, you'll receive two packets of sheets for the price of one. So let's get on board. Let's make it easy. In your busy schedule, you need to make this easy, and it's very doable by going to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV when you're looking for the sheets, the pillows, or anything online. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
American Family Farmer Show, or as I, the former English teacher in me wants me to make sure I pronounce it correctly, it's not American, it's the American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen here with Dan Erdman. We're explaining how this farm rescue program works, getting people interested and excited about getting involved as a donor or maybe a volunteer, if you will. They're in seven states now, and on December 9th they will have a... You can participate by, you know, giving money when the benefit's on, but it's a Zoom event, like pretty much everything else, right? A virtual event that people, you can watch it though on YouTube, right? What's the channel on YouTube? Is it Farm Rescue as its own YouTube channel?
They're actually going to be promoting it through the farmmustgoon.com. That's where all the information is on how to watch it, but it will be free of charge, and, yeah, it'll be streamed live on YouTube.
8 o'clock on December the 9th, 8 o'clock Eastern. So all of you want to watch that. This would be a good show. Also, I was highlighting Mickey Guyton and Travis Denning and Dustin Lynch. Also, some of the other performers are Maddie and Tay and Tyler Farr. Who else is going to be participating? And how'd you find the people that decided to give their time to help Farm Rescue?
Well, and this was all kind of behind the scenes work by John Deere themselves to kind of lay the groundwork for this, and they presented the idea to us. And, you know, with everything going on with COVID, I think, you know, a lot more things are going virtual. And so it's shaping up to be a really cool event. Like you said, they're going to be broadcasting from the Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville. And all five of these artists, Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. But they're also going to be kind of sprinkling in some of the stories of folks that we've helped. So it's a concert, but it's an event in itself, because there's other things that go into it, and to just kind of show people the work that we're doing here at Farm Rescue.
Yeah, what kind of money are we talking about that you help people? What's the average take in a year that you can use to rescue?
It's tough to say, because not every case is the same. Like I said, a haying case is going to be a little different than a harvest case, and a planting case is different, because there's just different things involved. We ask a lot of CDL volunteers to come in for our harvest work, because not only are we using combines, but we're trucking as well. It's a variety of things. So I don't know that I can give a specific number on it, but, you know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah.
But
I'm looking at all the people that benefited. There was somebody who had an ATV accident that you helped. Lots of people that went through the drought, bad weather. Here's a guy who had a bad back injury, an accident, heart surgery with one farmer, eye surgery with another. So this is really something that goes far and wide. And age-wise, it's up and down as well. More people have been helped because of the drought, I think, than anything else. And that's appropriate. So for all those of you who are farmers who believe in the mission of the family farm, you might want to participate in this, the Farm Rescue Benefit Concert, December 9th, 8 o'clock Eastern, on any number. You can just follow. Just go to the website, farmrescue.org. If you want to volunteer, that's cool. And give some money. That's the thing that will help all these farmers that are in need. Dan, good to have you here. Congratulations on your work. I'll send you a couple bucks, and I'll talk about this as we continue. Well, it's good. It's good work. It's a good thing to do. We have to think about others, not just ourselves. Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue here on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Stepp.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track, as well as drivers like you and me on the street, for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
One of the biggest indicators of COVID-19 is a fever. So imagine there was a really easy and fast way to check the temperature of your employees and customers. Well, that's the idea behind ThermalGuard. It's a device you set up at the entrance of your business to detect those who might have a fever. Mitch Sabonet from ThermalGuard explains.
It does essentially look like a tablet. It's one of the more attractive ones on the market. The device comes with the wall mount, and we are selling a couple different stands and a tabletop version, depending on the nature of their business. People like the stands as they're more modular and there's no installation required.
Right.
That's the beauty of the product, is that it is a straightforward, very user-friendly, plug-and-play device. You don't need an IT person for any special installation. You can just plug this thing in and it's working instantly.
All you need is power and Wi-Fi and you're good to go. Check it out at mythermalguard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After the hour now, this is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment about how organics is influencing the conventional agriculturalists. The purpose of farming organically is to protect natural resources to produce a better product. Organic growing requires you to work with the natural environment to promote the healthy production of things that are good for the soil and therefore good for what's being grown and therefore good for those of us who are consuming it. It seems like a kind of a duh, right? It's about balance, in my mind anyway. The beneficial elements outweigh the presence of any detrimental ones, despite what you may hear from Monsanto and some of the huge agribusinesses. What I like about this, I've found ways. I didn't know that they existed, actually. When I was a kid, we didn't have the kind of diseases and pests in our corn or in our feed that we do now, even the kind of weeds that we have. But we have come up with ways to keep disease and pests in check while still having nutrient-rich soils. I love using manure. I have on my farm a new composting facility, which mixes food scraps. I've always had a compost facility. They have three huge sort of mounds over the years, and I put everything into it: cow manure, chicken manure, horse manure, pig manure, leaves, grass clippings, dead cows, you name it, all in my compost pile. And as a result, I have three huge piles of wonderful loam, wonderful earth. And one of the things that I have noticed when I spread this stuff is how quickly it affects the color of the soil because of the microbes that are in the manure get into the soil. I mean, you can see the same thing around a cow paddy, if you will. And so, that, you know, I'm using that because I don't want to rely on chemicals. There have been a lot of people, and they still do, using chemicals to control pathogens, protect crops from diseases and pests, and sort of try, they get the plant to grow better because there's a lot of things in, you know, the urea, for example, that makes the plant grow and get green, but doesn't do anything for the soil. Whereas organic growing depends on keeping the plants, the animals, the microbes, the physical environment, all of it healthy and intact. So it's more of a focus on the soil and the products being grown in the soil than just the products themselves. I think we've got millions and millions, tens of millions of acres of land that's compromised in our country because we've used so many chemicals. It has eroded the value of the dirt, if you will. So, but I think about it, and I think about especially the mission of this program, Farm, Family, and Food, healthy, intact human beings, human wellness, they all depend on proper nutrition. Good air, of course, is good. No toxins and those sorts of things are also good. And food to keep your body strong so you can keep moving, do the things you have to do. And so now we've got organics in mainstream agriculture. I'm happy about that. The practices that we now are using on our organic farms, I think it's a little too difficult to enter into organic farms. And I also think the federal government has made a mess out of, you know, the designation of organic and how it's been used to placate some of the big agribusinesses so that they could get in on the organic move because there's a lot of money in it. But I just don't see I don't see them doing what we can do on our own to make the water that we're using clean it up a little bit, and how we can make the soil more fertile for better crop production. And this, by the way, also helps with pollination. We all know the story of this damn murder hornet thing that's come from China. There's another bad man. You talk about a can of worms. These murder hornets are almost as important, I think, to the country's future as the COVID. You have no idea what these things do. If you've seen pictures of them, you know what I'm talking about. And they were made in a laboratory. Some people think they came from the same laboratory in Wuhan where the virus came from. Whether that was where they were developed or not, they're not. They're man-made. You can tell that by looking at them. Horrible creatures that rip the head off of bees. So you got to keep your eye on that and so many other things. So let's, I guess, as a group, I'm more committed to doing as much organic stuff as even though I don't declare myself organic, I'm doing the things I can to keep the soil eco-friendly and the food and the things the cows are producing and how they're growing eco-friendly as well. So perhaps you'll take that to heart. Some food for thought from Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer Show podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.